This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating office visit on Leigh Burville, last name B-U-R-V-I-L-L-E, first name Leigh, L-E-I-G-H, date of birth is 1-24-41, date of visit is 6-27-23. This is a 82-year-old pleasant Caucasian woman who states that last night she had some palpitation that lasted for about 15 minutes. And then she belched and it felt better, period. History pressing illness. Patient says that she generally does not have any problems at night, but last night she, before going to bed, she had a big bowl of quarter of a pint of an ice cream with, she made some coffee, poured over it and drank it. And she woke up in the middle of the night to use the restroom, and then when she went back to bed, she couldn't fall asleep. She was laying in bed for a while, and that's when she felt some palpitation. It resolved on its own. She slept the latter part of the night and had an appointment today. But she says usually it's at 11:15 in the morning on Tuesday, and today they told her to come in sooner, so she's here, period. Past medical history, she really does not have any medical illness that she's being treated for. She uses the albuterol inhaler, PRN, period. Used to do the Primatine Mist before. Now she has a prescription albuterol, period. She says that in childhood, she took the smallpox vaccine, and then she got smallpox and asthma at that time. Sounds like she may have had a pneumonia or so. Since then, she says on and off, she thinks her wheezing is related to that period. She is a chronic smoker, smoked for 20 years or so, but quit in 1985. She also quit drinking in 1985. No history of drug use. On exam, she is 5 feet 2 inches tall, weight is 117 pounds, blood pressure is 140 over 80, pulse 82, pulse ox is 94%, temperature 96.9, BMI is 21. Head normocephalic, neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly, JVP not distended, lungs are quite clear today, no wheezing or ronchi heard, heart S1 and S2 heard with regular sense rhythm, extremities no edema. She did state that she does get swelling in the, mostly almost all the time she has swelling in the left ankle and sometimes on the right too, period. Assessment on exam, the left ankle is just below the left lateral malleolus wrist, there's some fullness, period. She denies having had a sprain or fall in the past, period. Assessment, past smoker, history of asthma, maybe emphysema, I'm not quite sure, period. History of palpitation, normal sinus rhythm at this time. Plan, I did tell her that we will recheck the blood pressure, and it was 116 over 70. Pulse ox was 96% and pulse was 74 per minute. Plan, we will get, I did encourage her to get the chest x-ray. We gave her another order. She lost the last order. And she also wants some other, she had had labs done before, which were all, her labs done in May showed us normal CMP and normal lipids. Her HDL is very good at 97. LDL is 98, total is 191. CBC was normal too. TSH was good. A1C is 5.7. Vitamin D level is low though at 22. I did ask her to start taking 2,000 units vitamin D3 daily. She says she has a box of vitamins but does not take any of them. I did tell her to make sure that it has not expired and then start the vitamin D supplement, period. We also went over supplement food that's rich in vitamin D, like the mushrooms, period. She will get the chest x-ray. She wants magnesium and zinc level done today. I did give a lab order for that, but I did tell her Medicare probably will not pay for it. She's willing to pay out of pocket for it. She will return to office in a month. Hopefully she will get the chest x-ray and the labs before that. And she wants her appointment on a Tuesday at 11:15.